Grant Hall, University Avenue, built in 1905. This historic building is named after former Queens principal George Monroe Grant. During the First World War, from 1914 to 1918, this building was used as a military hospital to house and treat wounded soldiers. Queens School of Medicine openly admitted black students during the early 1900s. Many of these students came from the Caribbean, and it's thought that they were encouraged to venture north by Dr. James Nash. Dr. Nash was a former member of the Queens Medical Faculty who had subsequently settled in Jamaica. The black medical students appear to have been well integrated into campus life, participating in student clubs, politics, sports teams, and appearing on academic prize lists. Friction arose at the end of the First World War in 1917. Tension grew between the black medical students and soldiers who had just returned to Canada being treated in Grant Hall. The soldiers were vocal in protesting being treated by black students, some even going so far as to insist that only white students be allowed to treat them. These racist attitudes spread and were picked up by others in the community who also complained. The medical faculty was facing increased pressure at that time as there existed a patient shortage. Many medical students are finding it increasingly difficult to complete their clinical rotations because of this. As well, it was known to the medical faculty that both University of Toronto and McGill University had faced similar complaints and were closing their medical schools to black students. Secure knowing that they were solving the problem of the patient shortage and acting in unison with the two other major Canadian universities at the time, Queens swiftly rid the university of these black students. Not merely those in fourth and fifth year completing clinical courses, but all black students in the faculty, asking them to continue their studies elsewhere. This resolution was pushed through the University Senate without criticism and passed in January 1918. The students who found themselves in the unfortunate position of being admitted from the university did not protest. There was an absence of documentation detailing where they ended up, but it is assumed that most were transferred to larger cities that had greater black populations, such as Dalhousie University in Halifax, where faculty had recommended their transfer. Sadly, black students were not readmitted to Queen's University Medical School until after the Second World War.